You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Betray your destiny and see how long it takes you to be drowning in a storm. It'll happen immediately, and of course it will, because what's calling you to be your best is exactly the thing that's pushing you forward to manifest yourself most fully in the world. It's what you need. You run away from that, the boat's going to start to rock very, very quickly.
Failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that, but it's these few moments in life that you have. Rocky 1, round 14. That 1 2-minute and 13-second clip of Rocky getting up when Apollo knocked him down. That one clip, when I was going through a very bad time in my life, I saw what I wanted to be.
It is simple. Ignore and outperform. Yes, while you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. I'll keep focusing on what I can do right. And when you finally look around at where you are and where I am, you will realize you have nothing to talk smack about because you will lose and I will win.
It's not lonely at the top. That's just something losers say to excuse themselves from doing the work that is necessary to actually become who it is they want to become. Because everybody has this little version of themselves in their heart. They know they're supposed to become. They know what it's supposed to be. They can feel it, they can see it. They know they're supposed to be this bad mother that exists inside of them, but they do not have the courage to even say, this is what I want to become. And if you don't have the balls to say this is what I want, you sure as don't have the inner grit, fortitude, tenacity to go out and create it.
So what? That's what you have to think about. So what that people looked over you? That's what you have to remember. So what that they didn't see value in you? That's what you have to believe. So what? So what they said. You are more than what people have said.
If your life isn't everything it could be, you could ask yourself, what would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be who knows how much more efficient, 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get. It's off the charts. If we all got our act together collectively and stopped making things worse, because that's another thing people do all the time. Not only do they not do what they should to make things better, they actively attempt to make things worse because they're spiteful or resentful or arrogant or deceit. All of those things all bundled together in an absolutely pathological packet. If people stop really, really trying just to make things worse, we have no idea how much better they would get just because of that.
Outwork and outperform every last one of them.
The fact that you're not going to be broken by what people have said about you. You're not going to be stopped because they have rumors or whispers or they have ideas. You're about to be so authentic, so real that when people experience you, you're not ashamed of what you've done. You're not ashamed of the mistakes you've made. Your failures fortified you. So what that you've made mistakes? Now that's to you. You've got to be able to look past the things you've done and look towards the things you will do because of what you've become, because of what you've overcome. You don't win immediately. You win through trial and error. You win by going to war. You win by battles.
What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute, and you gotta go from 70 to 120.
I think we have it backwards. We're so worried about the external things. We're so worried about competing with other people. We're so worried about what this world thinks of us. We're so worried about all these things. The greatest victory isn't external. It isn't a follower account. It isn't a dollar account. It isn't a position in society. The greatest victory is knowing you already have victory. The greatest victory is knowing that God has already given you victory. The greatest victory is an internal victory, because it don't matter how victorious you are in the world. If you're defeated inside of you, what does it matter? Right? You have all the things in the world, but you have no peace inside of you. What does it matter? Right? If you're pleasing everybody else, but you're unhappy, what does it matter? So I want to just say that off top. Make sure you're working in your internal self, because that's the thing that truly matters at the end of the day. So I want to say that.
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from your family members that ain't ever followed their dreams. Get away from them.
I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind, but in a good way.
See, dirt is necessary.
Yeah.
For growth and development.
Man.
Dirt builds character.
Yeah.
Dirt gives you the push-through factor.
Yeah.
Dirt makes you come with it when you don't feel like coming with it no more. Is somebody talking about you down on your job?
Yeah.
Is somebody accusing you of something that you didn't do? Is somebody telling you you ain't gonna make it? See, that dirt builds character in you. When they talking about you, it teaches you to withstand it.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem.
I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody. You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
See, when you accept yourself and you accept fear as a fact, that means that it's something that happens. It's something that you're going to experience, but it is not a force to hold you back. It doesn't have any special power other than that you give it. So you accept the fact that you are afraid, and then you move on anyhow.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I believe you were born to do something great with your life. But the first thing is this, either a reminder or an introduction to you, which is that you were born to do something great with your life. You were. We think we're disqualified. Oftentimes, the smallest things when we're doing them end up having the biggest ripple effects that change people's lives. But if we don't walk around knowing we were born to do something great, we may miss the very opportunities to do it.
And I want you to think about your goals and dreams, and I want you to expand them. Why? Because it has been said that most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss. No, most people fail in life, they aim too low and hit. And many never aim at all, not at all. They just go through life surviving.
These notions that you can be whatever you want to be as long as you want it bad enough are not true. They're fairy tales. We all have limitations. But what does that mean? Does that mean I give up? Does that mean I quit? Of course not. Not at all. It means that I'm going to try to be the best that I can be, the strongest, the fastest, the smartest human being that I can become.
What will it take for you when others are quitting because of the rejections, when others are stopping because they just become so discouraged and they have creditors breathing down their neck and they have family members and friends telling them they're fool? What is it that will allow you to have the mental resiliency to keep on keeping on, to keep your commitment to your commitment, the will to do it? You want to surround yourself with people that are hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
There's a few lies in life that most people buy into. Number one, most people think they're disqualified from becoming mega successful. Let me tell you what they do. They think their past disqualifies them. So what you do regularly is you disqualify yourself. What I'm saying to you, what if the truth was that your greatest mistakes are the very things that do qualify you to change people's lives? What if that's the case?
You're a success every day. Success is a daily thing, not a destination thing. Because so many times people have a tendency to devalue the moment, today. What they do is they greatly value the destination. And so they kind of talk about, well, when I get there, or if I arrive there, or when I do that, or when I accomplish this. And they don't understand that success is a daily thing. And I'm here to share with you that the secret of success is determined by your daily agenda.
All those excuses you got, they're just fear. They are just fear that the only thing that is keeping you from identifying the things that aren't working and doing the work to move your life into alignment with who you're meant to be and the things that truly make you come alive, the only thing that's preventing you from doing that is you and your fears. Whether you're like any excuse that you have is just fear. You're afraid to try, you're afraid to fail, you're afraid you're too late, you're afraid of this, you're afraid of that. Now's not the right time, I don't have this, I don't have that, this person would be upset with me. All of it is fear. Fear of rejection, fear of it not working out, fear of being disappointed, fear of disappointing others. That's what an excuse is. You're just managing fear.
That is what I'm going to go for. And it doesn't matter that I will not be better than others when I compare myself to them. No. I will look at others who do achieve greatness in a category, and I will say, look at what is possible. How close can I get to that greatness? How close can I get to that glory? But my glory doesn't happen in front of a crowd. It doesn't happen in a stadium or on a stage. There are no medals handed out. It happens in the darkness of the early morning.
My number one competition is me. It's always you versus you. You gotta be the one to get up every morning, be disciplined, put in the consistent daily hard work, because that gains success. No coach, no trainer, no mentor, no boss can do it. You versus you.
You can do what you put your mind to. And if you continue to put your mind to it, the game opens up new levels. And each new level that gets opened up, you're able to adapt a different mindset and a different approach. You can stop at that level, or you can go, I want more levels.
It was to remind you that you were born to do something great with your life, to tap into something in you that's been there all the time, and you tap into it sometimes, but that somehow you decide today, I'm gonna walk a little different, I'm gonna talk a little different, I'm gonna feel it, I'm gonna live my life, I'm not gonna wait around, I'm not gonna have these depth perception issues, I'm gonna begin to give myself the gift of happiness so that I can transfer it to other people. I'm gonna outwork everybody, I'm gonna do one more meeting, one more contact, one more time I tell my daughter I love her.
Where I try, and I try, and I try again, with everything I have to be the best that I can possibly be, better than I was yesterday, better than people thought I could be, better than I thought I could be, faster and stronger and smarter, then claim one victory that no one can ever take away from me ever, and a victory that is earned every single day, a victory of determination.
Life is a fight for territory. It's a fight for territory. And once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. But greatness is a choice. It's not your destiny. It's a choice that you have to make every day.
Life was always giving you a test, trying to give you a way out, trying to give you an excuse not to show up. This is my excuse today. But guess what? You gotta have the mentality to show up every f***ing day of your life. No matter what life throws at you, I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you, it's your responsibility to find your new 100%.
Everything that's happening to you is God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, He just processing it. That's all He's doing. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then He's gonna toughen you. If you gotta be more caring along the way, He's gonna let you have some trials come your way that's gonna have to produce that in you.
Path, you want to stay on the path. Unfortunately, the opposite is also true. Once you step off the path, you tend to stray far. When you don't prepare what you need to do the next day, when you sleep in and then skip your workout, and you don't start attacking the tasks that you have because you didn't write them down the night before, that is when you make bad decisions. That is when your will and discipline fail.
Stop telling your visions to other people because they're not going to see it. Because God is talking to you. He's showing you something that He has for you.
There will be people who will see your talents, your time, your abilities, all those gifts that you have. And they will want to take advantage of it. But you've got to be careful. Protect your gift. Realize that your gift is something that you can't waste. You have to learn to look at yourself and find the value and then put value to it every day. It increases. Every day that you survive, every day that you learn something, you increase in your value. Don't get settled for a job. It's your dreams, your aspirations. Keep chipping away at them.
And by parent yourself, I mean it's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to.
You could change. You should change. You won't change. That's called accumulated disaster. Could, should, and will. You can start this whole process. And if you will, then put it into action. The miracle belongs to you.
Because self-control is a power. In fact, it's a superpower. Once you have that, you have everything you need to succeed. Just don't get comfortable. Just don't get settled. Get hungry. Discipline, habits, and self-control.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. You're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah.
And if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
Get on the path of discipline and stay on the path. Discipline begets discipline. Will propagates more will.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true.
That as you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy what? Easy go. See, but when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, learning those things that you don't like to do, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through. And I'm saying to you, whatever you got to do, do it, because if you don't, life is going to whoop you until you surrender.
Think strategic all the time. Before any action or any inaction, ask yourself this question: is this action going to make me stronger or weaker? Will this action move me toward the strategic long-term goals I am trying to achieve in my life? And do not lie to yourself. You have to tell yourself the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done.
Feelings aren't a choice. Your behavior and your thoughts are always a choice.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, or how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it, despite rejection and the worst odds. If you're going to try, go all the way.
You think jealousy is hatred. That's not what it is at all. Jealousy is desire. You cannot be jealous of someone or something that you don't truly desire.
Jealousy is a clue. It's a directional signal. It's a dot on the map of your life, and the desire is blocked by fear or comparison or insecurity or stress or whatever. So instead of aiming that jealousy out at the world or at myself, aim it into inspiration, aim it into motivation, explore it, lean into it, give yourself permission to have that thing, and then get off your ass and go make it happen.
If you take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger. If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, what would you be like?
Instead of going backward, instead of decaying, get stronger. Get better. Grow and learn and develop and live. Live in defiance of the weakness and in rebellion against the decay. Fight them as they creep in with their offers of instant gratification and immediate rewards. Fight them for every inch they try to take. Do not surrender any ground ever. Hold the line.
What fears that I'm allowing to imprison me that's keeping me from breaking out? You are strong enough to do it. You're strong enough, and your life is worth whatever you have to go through. To get past this addiction, whatever you have to do, this dream you got, whatever you want to do, will it be easy to just run out there and do it? No. Will it happen overnight? No. Will it be a struggle? Yes. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it. Will you have some opposition? Will things go wrong sometimes? You will have many visits from Murphy.
There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is.
You judge the true character and caliber of a person not by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge the true character and caliber of a person by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. Because I believe, like, when you're really trying to accomplish something or become something different, there are supposed to be challenges present. It's supposed to be opposition present. It's supposed to be adversity present. Right. When you're really trying to become something different, every next level of my life demands a new version of me. It's supposed to be challenges present, right? Like, if you just can become the same person over and over and over because no obstacles, no opposition, you ain't growing. You're regressing, right? I firmly believe in the thought process every single day you're either becoming better or you're becoming worse. Like, I firmly believe at the end of this day, I'm gonna be a better man. I'm gonna regress a little bit based upon decisions, choices.
Engage. Weakness is strong. I must be stronger. I must crush it into submission through force of will. So I savage the body. I push and pull and fight against gravity. I fight against fatigue and soreness and the weakness that says, give in. I will not give in. I will fight.
You say you want to be great, let your actions, let your words display that. If you say you really want to be elite, let your actions and let your words display that. That's uncommon, right? You can't be a common man and do uncommon things. That's uncommon. That's an uncommon mentality. That's an uncommon spirit. That's an uncommon disposition. Every single day, do you dominate in what you do?
So don't be finished. Be starting. be alert, be ready, be attacking, be relentless. Don't stop, don't rest, not until the enemy is completely destroyed.
Here's what I discovered that happens to you in life, that you will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson. I couldn't understand it then. But after I got through it, then I saw that that was preparing me for bigger and better things. That as you go through the challenges of life, and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. See, but when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now. So if it's hard, then do it hard.
Five new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.